This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So we've been going back and forth with good cholesterol and bad cholesterol. And I know, okay, guys, we could talk a little bit about cholesterol. This is also a medical show. And we could talk a little bit about cholesterol, but this is kind of interesting here, okay? They say that if you have a good amount of good cholesterol, that could maybe be protective against Alzheimer's. Now, Alzheimer's is one of the most common neurodegenerative conditions. As far as I'm concerned, I'm listening. Once somebody talks about how can we prevent dementia, I'm listening. So according to a press release, researchers took samples of cerebral spinal fluid from people age 60 and older, measured the amount of small HDL particles in each sample. So cholesterol is everywhere. It looks like it's all up in your cerebral spinal fluid. And the team found that the higher number of these HDL or good particles in your CSF was associated with two key indicators that these particles might have a protective effect against Alzheimer's. Now, this study was led by Keck School of Medicine of USC. So one indicator was people seemed to have better performance on cognitive tests. The other indicator was higher circulating levels of this of a protein. They say it's a smaller amyloid beta 42. The peptide contributes to Alzheimer's disease when it misfolds and clumps into neurons. An increased concentration circulating around the brain and spine is actually linked to lower risk of the disease. So what they're saying is one of the proteins that hasn't changed or denatured or misfolded to get stuck was in its more safer form. They think maybe the HDL had something to do with that. They also think maybe the HDL will clear the peptide. You know how HDL kind of works to clear cholesterol, bad cholesterol? HDL may work to clear the bad peptides or proteins before they get deposited in the brain. So this was published in the Journal of Alzheimer's Association. Very, very cool. Just to quickly review, Alzheimer's is a progressive disease where the brain loses function. It's most commonly associated with memory loss. And I know that scares a lot of us. A lot of us have had brain fog. A lot of us have had memory loss. It scares me. I've had somebody in my family with dementia. I think she had vascular dementia, where the blood vessels were not feeding the brain properly because she had high cholesterol and diabetes. But dementia is dementia. You don't want either of them. And with Alzheimer's, though, it's an abnormal protein buildup. You have beta amyloid and tau. You have these plaques, these neurofibrillary tangles within the nerve cell, neuron. So if that happens, then the cell can't conduct the communication. Memory can then easily start to falter. They say many people affected with Alzheimer's lose newer memories first and then progressively lose the old ones. So, you know, our brain is dynamic, it's brilliantly complex. You could have other symptoms, not just memory loss. You could have personality changes, difficulty completing simple tasks that were simple for you, social withdrawal. You could be moody. You could misplace commonly used objects like our keys. Yep. Lack of appropriate judgment. Issues with problem solving. Lack of understanding spatial and timing concepts. You know, people ask me if President Joe Biden has Alzheimer's. It's hard to say. You know, people said they found him moody. He'll sometimes, you know, snap back at people. It seems like he withdraws. He yesterday looked like he was shaking somebody's hand in the air. and then he kind of walked around and looked a little confused. Issues with problem solving, like who you're going to make borders are. I do think he has cognitive issues. I can't particularly say they're Alzheimer's in nature. It could be vascular. I still want to know what's going on with that mole on his head. Make sure that's not melanoma. So, you know, I can't diagnose Alzheimer's from afar, but mental status exam, a neurological exam, I think those are imperative. And he does have a doctor, but yeah, I'm not sure what's going on there. So cholesterol, why do we need cholesterol? Well, cholesterol is essential in a bunch of body processes. It's kind of waxy, so we need it for the structure of the cell. We use it for hormone production like estrogen, testosterone, cortisone, helps synthesize vitamin D for bone health. It also helps create neurotransmitters. You have to have cholesterol. Cholesterol is made in the liver. You have the LDL, the low-density lipoprotein. That delivers cholesterol to the cells. So that's like your Amazon. It delivers the cells. But then you got all these boxes hanging around. Somebody's got to clean up the boxes. That's HDL. HDL provides the reverse transport of the cholesterol back to the liver so it can be degraded. Higher levels of LDL, therefore, leave deposits. It leaves extra cholesterol in the blood. It could cause plaquing. Higher levels of HDL seem to reduce circulating blood cholesterol, therefore, the risk of heart disease. So we want your total cholesterol under 200. We want your HDL above 60 if possible, but not too high, because too high could be a problem. We want your LDL under 100. We want your triglycerides under 150, roughly. Total cholesterol, again, below 200. Talk to your medical provider. But high HDL has also been linked to heart disease. So you know how, like, the Goldilocks needed her porridge just right? Same thing with HDL. It can't be too high, can't be too low. So there's been studies saying if you have too much HDL, high levels of HDL, that could increase inflammation. Oh, we don't want inflammation. They also think that what might be going on is, like, you know how broom is sweeping away dirt, but the dirt leaves a dust cloud? They think the HDL may be such good cleaners that if there's too many of them, there's a lot of, you know, dust being left. Emory School of Medicine researchers looked at a study looking at patients who had, high HDL. HDL levels below 41 but above 60 were at higher risk for heart disease. So it looks like the sweet spot is between 41 and 60. So talk to your medical provider about that. 1-877-DELLY.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So how many of you guys work in a place where they are always celebrating birthdays? And it's your birthday. You don't want anyone to sing to you. You definitely don't want a cake because you're trying to be gluten-free or you're trying to lose weight. And they either surprise you or you have to go into an area and they go, happy birthday to you. And you're like, oh, God, you know, you're only one-fourth of the song down. Happy birthday to you. And you're smiling like, yeah, okay, thank you. Now you're only halfway done with the song. Happy birthday, dear. And then somebody tries to kind of put some runs in it and go, you know, try to, or they'll call you by a nickname, you know, that you don't want to be known for, right? If you're the office slut, you definitely don't want them to come with a name. you know, and then happy birthday to you. And then sometimes you're like, okay, you're done. But then no, and then they do that and many more. And you're like, oh, gosh, please, no, on Channel 4. And then they'll keep singing and you're like, I'm done. I'm done with the birthday thing. Well, apparently one man was so done with that he actually sued his employer and won. Oh, this is crazy. You guys got to hear about this one. Okay. Apparently, it triggers his anxiety. This happened in Kenton County Circuit Court, Northern Kentucky. The plaintiff, an employee of Gravity Diagnostics, sued his employer. Now, there's a little bit more to this. But he got canned after he complained about a birthday party that they threw for him. According to court documents, this is being reported by WLKY, the employee had notified the office manager that birthday parties trigger his anxiety disorder, and that being the center of attention will cause him to have a panic attack. And I know some of you guys are like, Dr. Dolly, you love being the center of attention. Not with happy birthday. I hate being sung happy birthday too. Because, you know, you'll sit there and kind of dance, go, you know, da-na-na-na-na, today's birthday. You know, I mean, I might just try to play it up, but I can't stand it. Happy birthday is the longest song in the history of time because you're standing there. First of all, nobody wants to sing it. Nobody wants to sing the happy birthday song. Nobody wants to be celebrating your birthday. They'd rather be the center of attention. So nobody even wants to be in the room. And then the anxiety of the candles. So you get a dessert, and the candles are dripping wax on this beautiful dessert. I just want to eat the dessert. I don't want candles. And then they ask you to blow out the candles. Do you really want somebody to blow and spread their coronavirus and germs or spit when they blow? They're like, all right, blow out the candles. Oh, yeah, and then somebody really annoying will go, oh, make a wish. Did you make a wish? What did you wish? I wished for this stupid-ass birthday party to, like, stop and me get to go back to work and be in my little cubicle so I don't have to be dealing with all of you guys. That's what I wished for. So I get it. I totally get it. I don't like it. Don't be celebrating my birthday. You want to send me some gifts, that sounds great. If you want to toast me, if you want to do some shots. But no, standing around singing happy birthday to me is ridiculous. In fact, you know, every restaurant I worked at, I was a waitress. Every restaurant I worked at, you had to go, you'd have to, like, sing a song, you know, with the birthday. Happy, happy birthday from all of us to you. Something like that. We didn't want to do that either. I had tables to wait on. So you had to stop so you could sing a birthday. Happy, happy birthday from all of us to you. We wish it was our birthday so we could party too. Hey! And that's what we'd have to do as a food server. I'm going to lose my tips. First of all, having to sing that and being away from my table. So it doesn't make sense. So this guy, he ends up getting $450,000 for this lawsuit. So the employee asked the office manager days before his birthday, no birthday celebration. Don't do that. Well, August 7th, the employee's birthday, the office arranged for a lunchtime birthday party in the lunchroom. It's according to the lawsuit. The employee said that he found out about the party as he was heading to his lunch break. That triggered a panic attack. The incident caused the employee to leave the office suddenly and spend his lunch break in his car. The employee sent a text message to the office manager asking why she failed to accommodate his request to not have a party. The next day, the employee was called into a meeting in which he said that he was, quote, confronted and criticized by the office manager about his rejection to the birthday party. Oh, are you kidding me? That meeting then triggered another panic attack, and the employee asked the office manager to stop. The employee was sent home for the next 2 days, and that weekend he was notified that he was fired, quote, because of the events of the previous week. So this guy gets fired because he didn't want a birthday party. I mean, a lot of people think he sued because there was a birthday party. No, he sued because he got fired. Now, a lot of these office managers, I guess, they're just really into their party planning. That's their job. Maybe she got insulted or he got insulted. I don't know. I'm having trouble hearing you. So that's obviously something that I can see happen. I can't tell you how many people get fired because they're not, quote, unquote, team players. Okay, now a team player is somebody who does their job, right, and doesn't really want to deal with a lot of the extraneous stuff. But a lot of these places, you have to be a part of the extraneous stuff. You have to go to their house. You have to hang out. You got to go to happy hour. You have to, and you go along with it. But look, I just want to go to my job and go home. I don't want to hang out with you people. You know? Leave me alone. So the employee sued Gravity Diagnostics on the grounds of disability, discrimination, and retaliation. According to the lawsuit, the employee said because Gravity Diagnostics didn't accommodate his anxiety disorder, the birthday party and the events afterwards caused him to suffer from a loss of income, benefits, emotional distress, and mental anxiety. The jury sided with the employee, agreeing that Gravity Diagnostics violated Kentucky law that protects workers who have a disability from adverse employment actions. So he wins $450,000 damages, $300,000 for emotional distress, $150,000 for lost wages. So I get that employers have a lot of pressure on them for decreasing stress, work-life balance. And I've even spoken to many employers about, well, you know what, you got to kind of make the days fun sometimes. Maybe you could do potluck lunch, things like that, so it doesn't have to be just all work. But you have to understand, there are certain people in the population that don't want the socialization aspect. Some do. And that helps them cope. Others don't. So it's not a one-size-fits-all. And a good manager really gets their employees. And a good manager understands those who work best by, you know what, leave them alone to a task. Or unite them with other people and get them in a group setting. And people do these things because they think they have to and they think it's going to help morale. And they're checking a box. I can't tell you how many times I've heard in places of work that they feel like that checks that box for diversity, for work-life balance, for all that stuff. So let's say somebody has a lot of friends and the co-workers want to celebrate their birthday. If that doesn't happen for another employee, that could be discrimination. So the reason why these workplaces have these birthday celebrations is so nobody could accuse them of discrimination. But what if somebody doesn't want the birthday celebration? So if I were you, just put everything in writing or maybe call out sick. I don't know. But I can understand that trigger anxiety. I mean, me, I'm there for the cake, so I'm fine with it, but a lot of other people know. But I think it's fascinating that a case went like this to court, and it just kind of reminds people that not everybody thinks the way you do. And you trying to be progressive, you trying to be inclusive, you trying to check all the boxes so you don't get in trouble, can actually get yourself in trouble as well. Because now you're forcing people to have to listen to your singing. If I force somebody to listen to my singing, I could imagine a multi-million-dollar lawsuit. No, I don't force you guys to listen to my singing because you can shut the radio off. Anytime, you can shut the radio off. All right. So, just to close, for those of you that have issues with your staff and or you feel like if you have that issue where you feel like you have to belong and if you don't belong, you're going to get canned because it's like a fraternity or a sorority, I'm telling you right now, get out of that job. If you have the type of job where it's that sort of, you know, you got to get in, you know, with the mean girls or with the, you know, with the jocks, you are going to get crushed because everybody turns on each other. And that sort of workplace is not the type of, and I'm not saying that's the workplace he had, but I see that time and time again. People feel like they have to do something. They got to hang out with other people, and they got to do things they don't want to do, so they feel like they're a team player and they belong. No, no manager should expect anybody to be socially, you know, on board. In fact, I think it's healthier when you separate the two. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans hitting the road for the Easter weekend can expect little change in gas prices. AAA finding the national average price for regular remains at $4.07 a gallon. Gas prices are down 24 cents a gallon over the past month. Missouri continues to have the least expensive gas in the United States with a statewide average of $3.64 a gallon. California is far and away the most expensive at $5.71 a gallon. Don't expect to see President Biden visiting Ukraine anytime soon. That's the word from White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. She told a podcast, Biden is always ready for anything, but added, we're not sending the president to Ukraine. Biden has been considering sending a top U.S. envoy to the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv since Russian forces moved elsewhere. This is USA Radio News. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott worked out a deal with the Nuevo León governor earlier this week to allow cargo trucks to cross into Texas much quicker in exchange for Nuevo León securing their side of the U.S. southern border. This comes after Governor Abbott was being criticized for slowing down trade to inspect trucks for illegal immigrants. Texas AG Ken Paxton praises the governor's decision on Fox Business.
The governor has figured out we can stop trade along the border, slow it down, and it will create pressure on Mexico and some of their governors to work out a deal to help us with border security. So he is doing what the administration won't do, which is protecting the citizens of Texas, protecting the citizens of this country from drugs and from human trafficking.
Wall Street is quiet today. The New York Stock Exchange is closed for Good Friday. The Dow, S&P 500, and NASDAQ all fell Thursday, wrapping up a losing week. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So California is delaying the COVID-19 vaccine mandate for school children until 2023. This has caused a wave of relief among parents who were trying to figure out if they were going to pull their kids out of school or not. That's a tough decision. I'm so glad my kids are older now. You know, I mean, my kids got the vaccine, but I get how a lot of people are a little scared, especially when they have a five-year-old. We're being told by Fox News that under 34% of California children between the ages of 5 and 11 have received the COVID vaccine. This is less popular than the flu shot with kids. Parents still aren't on board. California Governor Gavin Newsom's administration did announce that the COVID-19 vaccine mandate for school children will not happen until at least 2023. Now, last year, the Golden State was the first to announce that it was going to require all school-age children, to receive the vaccine. The mandate would allow exemptions for medical reasons and personal beliefs. Now he says he's waiting for final approval from the FDA regulators to enforce the mandate. Now, the CDC recommends everyone above the age of 5 to get vaccinated. Everyone 12 and older get boosted. Right now, Pfizer is the only shot that somebody under 18 can get. If you're over 18, it's still Moderna or Pfizer. You get Pfizer, Janssen, the Johnson & Johnson one. But when we're talking about kids, it's all on it's Pfizer. Pfizer's the only one that's been approved under those 18. But it only has emergency use authorization for children age 5 through 17. Federal regulators have not granted final approval for the vaccine use in anyone under than 16. Right now, we have full approval if you're 16 and older. I know that's a little confusing. But when Moderna was approved and Pfizer was approved, Moderna was approved for 18 on up, Pfizer was approved for 16 on up. Then the 12 through 16 and the 5 through 12, those age groups have only gotten emergency approval. So according to California Health and Human Services, Dr. Mark Galey, he said, so based on these two facts, we don't have full FDA approval, and we recognize the implementation challenges that schools and school leaders would face, that we are not moving to have a vaccine requirement for schools in this coming academic year and no sooner than July 2023. So California and Louisiana are the only states we're being told that have announced a vaccine mandate for K-12 schools. This is according to the National Academy for State Health Policy. As COVID-19 cases have fallen, you know, even though they are starting to rise again because of baby Omicron, there's still this push to, well, COVID's going to keep coming back, so more vaccines, more vaccines. 75% of Californians have been vaccinated, but the children, the rates of children, much lower. And according to data, only 34% of children before the ages of 5, between the ages 5 and 11, have received a vaccine. Over 66% of children aged 12 and 17 have gotten it. If they say a bill that would block students from using personal belief exemption to avoid the vaccine is, I guess, being held by Democratic Senator Richard Pan. They say until children's access to COVID vaccination is greatly improved, I believe that a statewide policy to require COVID vaccination in schools is not the immediate priority, although it is an appropriate safety policy for many school districts in communities with good vaccine access. All right, so I think they're having a few problems. One is they need kids to go to school. And if parents are going to be like, oh, hell no, and pull their kids out, those school districts lose money. They also lose kids being in school. And California is already struggling with education issues. The other issue we have is, again, the legal precedences set for mandates, I think, are very flimsy. You know, they keep bringing up the early 1900 one for smallpox, where you were able to fine a gentleman $5 for not getting the smallpox vaccine. That is much different than denying a child their education when that parent is paying tax dollars. Also, we have known risks. Now, I support the vaccine in children. I just don't support a mandate. You can't. Once there's risks, if there are risks and known risks and documented risks, you can't force anybody to do it. You can't blackmail them. Well, you're not going to get to go to school. Now, they're still saying, oh, yeah, the mandate's going to happen. Not this year, but next year. My guess is they realize they're just not going to have enough kids in school. And that's going to be a problem. But here, this is where I stand. And I am a big advocate of public health. I really care about the community. I care about kids' health. I care about it so much that that's why I'm against the COVID mandate. Because what do you think is going to happen when these parents decide to pull their kids out of school? Do you think they're going to be that religious about all the other vaccines these kids have to have? Okay, well, you know, they need their 2, 4, and 6 month, you know, Prevnar and polio and tetanus, and they need to finish their hepatitis series, their 1 month, 2 months, 6 months hepatitis. We have, there's so many vaccines now. Chickenpox vaccine, MMR. And so parents may be like, you know what, I'll pause. In fact, I can't tell you how many times I've had patients call in through my telemedicine company I work for, and I'm like, you know, is your child up to date on their vaccines? No, we're homeschooling, but we're going to get them up to date. All this drama for COVID can possibly be hurting all the other work that we're trying to do to, you know, for other, you know, for other infectious diseases that are out there. If 66% of parents pull their kids out of school because they can't get approved for that, and mind you, there are supposed to be religious and personal belief exemptions. But see, at that point, then just don't do the mandate. You know, I mean, unless they're doing it because they don't want to be sued. They can say, yeah, see, this parent, by personal choice, doesn't want the vaccine. Then just don't do a mandate. But if you're going to have 64% of parents not, you know, show proof of vaccine, you really want to have that mandate weighing over them such that their kid gets pulled out of school? Honestly, if you guys want a business, if you want to make money, you set up a school system that is, I guess, private, that will take all these people that, you know, when parents pull their kids out of school. I have a friend who I believe has a private school. The waiting list is a mile long. Parents don't want to do public school, which is a problem. We can't have that. All of a sudden, public schools have now become a beacon of liberalism. And what about the math and the reading and the science, and, you know, why does there have, I mean, I get, you know, we had sex education in middle school, but, you know, why does that now have to be introduced in all grades? Well, I mean, how do these kids have time? I personally think kids are in school too long. Let them have their direct teaching of what they need apolitically. And then there could be electives, there could be sports, there could be group work in the afternoon. If a parent wants the child learning about social justice, they could go ahead and, you know, take that class. If they want the child learning about sexuality, they could take that class. But again, it's all forced. Everything is forced. And again, the schools feel that way because the parents aren't in these children's lives. The kids are at school all day long, so teachers then start to, and the school starts to feel they have to take that role of a parent. And they have to be there when a child is making gender choices. So, if I guess if parents want more choice, we're probably going to have to make school shorter. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so President Biden is not going to Ukraine. Jen Psaki, White House Press Secretary, put a stop to questions Friday about President Biden would travel to Ukraine among the war with Russia, saying no, no. And I guess said they are not sending. Yep. We are not sending the president to Ukraine. He's ready for anything. The man likes the fast cars and aviators. He's ready to go to Ukraine. It's true he does. We are not sending the president to Ukraine. So we're starting to get a little bit more of an idea of who's running the show. I mean, again, it doesn't seem to be Biden. Maybe it is Jen Psaki. I don't think it's a good idea for Biden to go. Boris Johnson already went. Okay, he already kind of stole the thunder from everybody. You know, he went, looked really good for him. Show of strength. Biden's visit to Poland was not that strong. And I think it just sets him up to fail. And so it already looks like he's, you know, somebody already beat him to the punch. So it's not going to be a good look. You know, when he was in, but honestly, I said from the beginning, even with him in Poland, I would not recommend him going there. And especially with the Secret Service debacle. I mean, are we really comfortable now with, you know, Secret Service not being infiltrated? And all that? In terms of his safety, just get him back home. So he's home. But Psaki said Johnson took an 8-hour train ride through a war zone to reach Kyiv, met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky as a show of support following the weeks of a deadly Russian invasion. She said that is not in the plans for the President of the United States. We should all be maybe relieved about that. I'm sure she's relieved because her job gets hard every time he makes a gaffe. Biden said Thursday that the U.S. is considering sending a senior administration official. That could be Secretary of State Antony Blinken or Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. But he went to Warsaw, Poland. He met with NATO allies, Ukrainian refugees, and then he told our military that was there that they're going to go into Ukraine, and then they had to kind of backpedal that one. So we'll see what happens. But I do not believe that he should go at this point. There's just no win for him. And honestly, Vladimir Zelensky needs to get some work done. Interesting, before I move on from Jen Psaki, one headline that has been kind of circulating is she had said that Fox News questions make Peter Ducey sound like a stupid son of a blank. And I found this very odd for a White House press secretary to just be so blatant about the reporters, because she doesn't like the question. If the questions are, if a question is a question about the, you know, policy, how is that stupid? Whatever happened to there are no stupid questions? What also happened to that administration is not going to bully anybody. Didn't President Biden call him a stupid son of a blank? I mean, Peter Ducey has, sometimes his questions make me laugh. In fact, he said, I think after Biden had allegedly called him a stupid son of a whatever, you know, he said, the fact checkers are having trouble denying that one. He has a good sense of humor about this, but the White House, people keep insulting a Fox News White House correspondent. That, what are we doing here? Any question, all right, that is asked upon the administration for clarification, can you explain what's happening with the border? Can you explain what's going on here? Do you think these sanctions will work? Did the Russian troops march, didn't about turn when you had said you were doing sanctions? No, they did not. Just answer the questions. When you are in court and you are being cross-examined, are you allowed to say, oh, that's a stupid question? No, you answer the question. No, yes. You answer the question. So President Joe Biden, on January 24th, called Peter Ducey a stupid son of a blank. He was caught on a hot mic after the Fox News journalist asked the president if inflation would be a political liability in the midterms. Now, I get that, well, duh. But do you really have to insult the press? What about freedom of speech? Again, I thought this was an administration that was going to be anti-bullying. Then Jen Psaki made the remarks during a live recording of the Pod Save America podcast in D.C. when she was asked about Ducey. The moderator had asked, had brought up the stupid son of a blank, and then she had echoed that. She was asked whether Peter was a stupid son of a blank, or does he just play one on TV? She says he works for a network that provides people with questions that nothing personal to any individual, including Peter Ducey, but might make anyone sound like a stupid son of a blank. So, I think we have a... The press has been very mild on President Biden. They have really kick-gloved him compared to what they did with Trump. And I don't like any press battling anybody. I don't think there has to be gotcha questions. I don't think there has to be, these outrageous, I'm going to put you, back you in a corner so you look bad. You know, I think simple questions, and Peter Ducey asked some pretty good ones, so do a lot of them, but when the reporters compliment, I think you're doing a great job with this, I just want to say blah, 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 now can I ask a question? Okay, come on. How many softballs are you throwing? But if somebody's like, you said if chemical weapons were going to be used, you would respond in kind. What does that mean? It's not a stupid question. Do you think inflation is going to play a part of the midterms? That could give Biden a chance to say we're going to get under control. Or sadly, inflation follows when things like this happen. Inflation is a point, but where the American public is going to have to decide who's, at fault for it, they could come up with an answer. But instead, they go with the stupid. They go with the name-calling. They go with the bullying. And that's my problem with all this. When early on we were talking about the masks, and we were like, look, I don't know if what you guys are wearing is going to be good enough, and I don't want you to die. Why can't we get, N95 masks? Why can't we get masks that will protect you better? Oh, that's a stupid question. It's not a stupid question. Anytime we're trying to ask about something, a natural immunity. So if somebody gets COVID, will they have natural immunity? Oh, that's a stupid question. Why are you doing that? Why are you spreading misinformation? Why can't a question be asked? If Jen Psaki can handle the questions, and she's leaving, she's going to go to MSNBC. If she can, and I've heard the questions that were asked, these are not like the questions that Trump got. And if they're having that much difficulty, wow. What happens when, they have a president that's not as, delicate? So, I don't know. It's a shame. So, just some quick updates on the war. The U.S. is assessing the two Ukrainian missiles that did strike the Russian warship. It hit the Moskva, the Russian flagship in the Black Sea, earlier this week. They're already, U.S. is getting their own intelligence, but they do believe with medium confidence that Ukraine's version of the events regarding being able to strike it are looking more believable. Moscow has disputed it. And we'll keep you guys up to date on the latest as we get it. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Don't go away.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.